Y94, the number one hit music station over the Playhouse in the Morning. Zero, Rap Maggie, good morning. 7:37 in the morning and 62 degrees outside in Fargo, Moorhead. Today in the valley, going to be partly sunny, windy, with a high around 85 degrees today. So on the show, we have the one that got away with Mindy today. Now, the one that got away, how this works is you are looking to be reconnected with somebody from your past. And it is someone that, for whatever reason, you feel like you need our assistance. And most often that would seem to be a private investigative services that we end up paying for to help hunt the person down. The most recent one we did was, I'm pretty sure it was the girl that had a crush on her former high school English teacher and wanted to know if he felt the same. He didn't. But he was like, hey, if you want to hang out with my son that's about your age, I guess I could. He's single. I don't think they actually ended up dating, but hey, at least she had a shot, huh? So, Mindy, tell us all about your one that got away, if you could, please.
Okay. My one that got away's name is Alex.
Mm-hmm.
We hung out for about, 2 months. We met because we were in the same class at NDSU.
Yep.
And we flirted all the time, and then that became dinner and drinks, and we started hooking up. And he admitted to me that he had a girlfriend who lived in Minneapolis, and I'm so not that girl, so
yeah.
We just stopped talking, just ended it. It was fine, the semester ended, I never really saw much of him. I think we were just, both happier that way.
Sure.
And I ended up finding out that I was pregnant, and I decided to drop out of school. I figured, I'd go back, but right now I need to live with my mom and dad and, think about the baby. And my parents still, to this day, ask who the father is, and I tell them I don't know. I think it's better that way. I don't want to be the reason that Alex leaves his girlfriend, I don't want him to feel obligated financially. And I don't want to disrupt his life because, honestly, I'm so, so happy the way the situation is now, and I don't need his charity. But my daughter's going to be 2 next month, and I feel like everybody might be right. Now I'm starting to kind of regret just him not knowing that he has a daughter out there. If she decides later on that she wants a relationship, I'm okay with that. But I don't want it to be a huge shock. 20 years from now, it's going to be a huge shock to him. So I just feel like he should know now.
So where exactly do we come in? Do you want us to help him find, or help you find him, or?
No, honestly, I actually know his Facebook, and I actually have his cell phone number. Well, unless he changed it. But what I need is, somebody to reach out to him, that's willing to let him know they have a daughter. That he can know more information if he's willing to agree not to try seeing the baby. I don't want him to fight me for custody.
Why do you not? Why do you not want him to have anything to do with the baby?
Okay. I know Alex is a nice guy. He really is. But I like my life the way it is. I don't want his money. I don't want him to fight me for custody. I'm scared of that. I'm scared he's going to try to take her. I don't want his involvement. Maybe he has grown up, but really, do I want somebody in his life that was willing to cheat on his girlfriend for 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
And she had no idea? I don't want someone like that in my daughter's life. I don't want him to influence her.
But you really,
if he decides he wants to, she decides that she wants to connect with him, and she's older, that is completely up to her. I just thought maybe you guys could help me, do the courtesy of letting him know that she is out there, but so we don't want his help.
All right, if what you're looking for is for us to call this guy and be like, hey, listen, you have a daughter out there, but you're not allowed to ever see her or have any sort of relationship, but maybe in 20 years, we can't do that for you. First of all, if he wants to have a relationship with her, that's going to be just outright torture for him, and that's just mean. And for all you know, this guy could be a good dad.
Well, yeah, I don't care if he's a good dad. He has all, she has all that she needs. My daughter has me or mom or grandpa, grandma. She has all the love she needs. She has a father figure in my dad.
Yep. If that's what you're looking for, we can't help you. I'm sorry. That's just not something we can help you with. We're not willing to do that. I'm sorry.
Well, his name's Alex, and he went to NDSU.
Hey, Mindy.
He's 25 years old. If anyone listening knows.
You know what? Listen, that's really not something we can do. I'm sorry. I'm not comfortable with that. We must have misunderstood why you wanted to be on here. We can't do that. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, and you can sigh at me all you want to. I trust every... Would people tell me if I'm being a D-I-C and the other thing? I'm not jumping. I just think that's mean.
It's cruel.
Are we on the same page here? Yeah. That's mean?
He deserves to know, but you can't be like...
You can't have anything.
No, you know you can't have anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, what she's looking for is, hey, this is the Y94 morning show. Just giving me a call. We got a call from one of your exes. You have a 2-year-old daughter out there. Okay, thanks. Bye. No. Are we? Maybe we're just passing judgment too quick here. I think that's just a rude thing to do. I'm not willing to do that. Just get some feedback real quick. 237 hits. You could text 35270.
Party animals. You're in the playhouse on Y94.
Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. So the one that got away is what we were doing, but I think we're not going to do this one. But I just wanted to make sure that we're on the same page, and I'm entirely capable, as anyone else, of being wrong and maybe passing judgment too quickly. But just something about this left a really crappy taste in my mouth. I left a bad taste in my mouth. I don't want to do this one as it stands right now. So Mindy, she explains that back about 2 years ago, she was an NDSU student, and there was this guy that she was doing stuff with and found out he had a girlfriend, and she was like, well, no, that's not for me. And then shortly thereafter, finds out she's pregnant, drops out of school, goes and lives with her parents, and never told the guy. And we thought, hey, you want to be, okay, so you want to reconnect with him, let him know everything, but that's not quite what she wanted.
Okay. I mean, I know. Alex is a nice guy. He really is. But I like my life the way it is. I don't want his money. I don't want him to fight me for custody. I'm scared of that. Like, I'm scared he's going to try to take her. He's, you know, I don't want his involvement. You know, maybe he has grown up, but really, do I want somebody in his life that was willing to cheat on his girlfriend for 2 months? And she had no idea. I don't want someone like that in my daughter's life. I don't want him to influence her. But if he decides he wants to, you know, if she decides that she wants to connect with him and she's over, that is completely up to her. I just thought maybe you guys could help me, you know, give the courtesy of letting him know that she is out there, but that we don't want his help.
All right. If what you're looking for is for us to call this guy and be like, hey, listen, you have a daughter out there, but you're not allowed to ever see her or have any sort of relationship. But maybe in like 20 years, we can't do that for you. I mean, that, first of all, if he wants to have a relationship with her, that's going to be just outright torture for him. And that's just mean. And for all you know, this guy could be a good dad.
I don't care if he's a good dad.
As somebody on Facebook pointed out, then what would even the point be?
Exactly. Hey, there's no point to that.
Colin, let you know, there's an ex out there that you have a baby with, but you're not allowed to have anything to do with it.
Huh.
But here's the thing. She just wanted to let you know so you're not shocked in a couple of years if the baby ever gives you a call when she's an adult.
Well,
or, you know,
he's going to be shocked regardless. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter what time or what age you call him, whatever age the daughter is, he's going to be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you might as well wait till she's 15, 16, 18, whatever, when she wants to meet him.
Somebody that maybe is a little bit more informed than I am.
Yes.
In terms of the law, answer me this. If somebody says to you, hey, you know what? You are the father of this kid. Never told you. But I don't want you to have anything to do with it whatsoever. Couldn't you get a lawyer and fight for just, if nothing else, shared custody, ability mm-hmm. to see the child mm-hmm. now and then? I mean, they would have to have a pretty good reason to not let you see the kid,
wouldn't
they?
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't know. Let me know. Hi, what were you thinking? We jumped the gun there, or was she just being mean and rude?
Oh, that's rude. Who is this woman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I'm with you.
I'm, like, sitting here listening to it, and I'm like, am I really hearing this right now?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I'm like, what is going on?
Well, I was under the impression she wanted to, hey, we have a kid together. I just thought you should know. I was scared. You know, if you want to be in the life of the baby. She doesn't want that at all.
Oh, well, why even tell him if she doesn't want him in her life? And that little girl's going to eventually say, hey, who's my dad, you know? Where's my father?
Mm-hmm. No, thank you. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Hop on the Playhouse Facebook if that's easier for you. Really, the main thing I'm looking for is just confirmation from you, Playhouse family, that we are doing the right thing and being like, if that's what you want, Mindy, no, we can't help. I'm sorry. We can't help you with that. We had a misunderstanding. Sorry. You're on your own. That's not our place. We're not going to call him and say, hey, you have a kid that you can never see. Bye. Not doing that. Rat some text messages.
You guys are totally right. If she wants to tell him he has a kid, great. But the choice to be in her life has to be his. If you don't want him involved, then don't tell him. That's just cruel. Somebody else says she sounds bitter about him and just wants something to hold over his head. I hate her. She's incredibly selfish. She has no right to prevent him from knowing his child. I bet you that in 10 years, she takes him to court for 12 years of child support. Wow, great call on not continuing that conversation. If she wants Alex to know without a relationship desire and a custody battle, then get a lawyer. Also, I have a 5-year-old son, and I've been a single mom for 4 years. This girl has no idea what she's in for. Single parenting is not easy, and it just gets harder each year. She needs to give that father the chance to be in his child's life.
So maybe for somebody that just tuned in, basically what we're dealing with right now on the Playhouse, so Mindy, she wants to do the one that got away. And she says, well, there's this guy, he's Alex. 2 years ago, we went to the same class at NDSU, started flirting. We hooked up many times. Well, he has a girlfriend, so I was like, no, I'm not that kind of girl. I walked away from it. Found out I was pregnant, dropped out of school. Fast forward 2 years, I'm like, well, maybe he should know he has a daughter out there so he's not totally blindsided when she's an adult and looks potentially for him. But I don't want him to have anything to do with the child whatsoever. Can you go ahead and call and tell him that? No, we can't. No, thank you. Want nothing to do with that. That sounds awful. How do you know he's not going to be a good dad? Well, I don't care if he's a good dad, is what she says. Did we make the right call just not being involved there? Hi.
I'm so glad you guys didn't do that. That would have been so cruel to that poor guy. What? How selfish can one woman be? That's her dad. I mean, to use her dad as a father figure, that's a grandfather. Let him be a grandfather.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Good morning. It's the Playhouse. Hi.
I completely agree with you guys for not wanting to contact him. I think it's really mean of her to want to say, you have a child, but now that you know you can't have anything to do with her. I think that he should know, and that if he wants to be in his child's life, he should have that option.
Thank you so much. We do appreciate the phone call. Maggie, as you pop onto the Morning Playhouse Facebook page, mm-hmm. What are you seeing there?
Somebody's saying she definitely needs counseling. That is absolutely horrible. That's awful. I listened to she's nuts, and I'm glad you guys didn't help her. And how selfish. That baby is probably never going to know who her dad is. And if she finds out, she's going to hate her mom.
All right. What were you thinking? Hi.
That's just mean.
Yep.
As a single mother myself, my ex and I don't get along. But he has a relationship with my daughters, with our daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I can't stand him sometimes, he is a good dad. And there are guys out there that may not make the best decisions as far as teenage years or whatever, or even in college, but that doesn't make him a bad dad. I mean, he created a baby. He should be able to know that he has a baby.
Mm-hmm. Nope, thank you. Well, and she's just doing a lot of assuming there, right? Well, this is a guy that cheated on his girlfriend. Okay, so he was a bad boyfriend. It doesn't mean he's a bad dad.
Right. Well,
does not mean that.
You haven't even given him a chance.
Did he make a mistake in college? Yes. Yes, he did. Yes, he cheated on his girlfriend that lived in Minneapolis with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, he did. But that doesn't mean that fast forward 2 years, he wouldn't be a good dad to this baby.
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing for text there, Rat?
Let's see. A few different ideas. Somebody saying absolutely not. And her as a mother, she needs to look at herself. What she's doing to her daughter is tragic. You can't keep something like that from the real father. When it comes to kids, games aren't to be played. Wow, she really needs to let him make the decision whether or not to be in his daughter's life. She isn't doing her daughter any favors by withholding her from him. She needs to put her feelings for him aside and act like a grown-up. Can you say B? Sounds to me like she is the one that needs to grow up. How can she not tell him he has a daughter? For the simple reason that she likes the way her life is and doesn't want him ruining that, and to lie to her parents about not knowing who the father is. Somebody else points out, my father wasn't around because of my mother doing the same thing. It was hard not having a dad.
Well, and here's the thing, Mindy, who I'm sure you're still listening to this conversation all about you and your life.
Mm-hmm.
Bad call. We have hundreds, if not thousands, of people telling us that's a bad call. But also, you were so intent. I mean, even after we were trying to cut you off, get you off the air, and just end the conversation, you keep repeatedly, very descriptively, describing this person that you don't want to know. the law, as we're seeing in our text club, is going to be on his side here if he wants it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. This is not horn tooting. This is as humble as one can be. This is a moderately well-listened to morning show, okay? On a pretty successful radio station, okay? It's a well-known radio station. So you just described your big secret you don't want this person to know on the radio. This person, somebody listening knows this person. Somebody listening knows this person is going to tell this person. If he's not sitting in his car right now, listen to this with his mouth wide open. So, best of luck. This isn't going to end well for you. I don't have a good feeling about this. You should have never called us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want nothing to do with it. But thank you for confirming, Playhouse family, that this is... We'll just wash our hands. I don't want nothing to do with it. We'll do Lord Royals here in a couple minutes.
The Morning Playhouse.
Oh, God.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
This is just so brutal. And yet I can't look away.
Y94.